Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Danny from Beacon Hill is. Danny, are you there? That sounds like someone who's ready to beat you, Steve.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Gretchen, at home, taking care of our kids, man. I know she's listening. I just want to give her a shout-out. She's the beautiful, most beautiful woman in the world.
Shout-out to Gretchen. Yay. What's the name of the kids?
Right now I got my daughter, Jordan, in the backseat with me. And we got Danny and Jade at home.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's go, Jordan.
All right, Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye.
If you're playing along at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
A rat.
Yes. What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
Pass.
On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Red.
Yes. What branch of medicine deals with the care of infants and children?
Tylenol.
No.
Pass.
What Grand Slam sporting event is held in Flushing Meadows in New York?
Pass.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Element? What was that? Sorry.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Mercury?
Yes. In the world of coffee, a breve substitutes milk for what?
Cream.
Yes. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
40s.
No.
50s.
Correct. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York.
Yes. Which organ cannot feel pain?
Liver.
No.
Pap.
Ooh, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Danny.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I was going to say, every time I drink, my liver feels pain. So I know that that was not right.
The liver is evil. It must be punished. Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yes!
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
He's a rat.
He is.
Chuck E. Cheese.
What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
South Park.
They did. On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Pink.
No.
White?
No.
Black.
No. What branch of medicine deals
Brown?
With the care of infants and children? No.
Podiatry.
No.
Pediatrics.
Yes. What Grand Slam sporting event is held at Flushing Meadows in New York?
Wimbledon.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of the U.S. Open.
Yes. What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Gold?
No.
Agent Orange.
No.
I don't know. Element. Silver.
No. In the world of coffee, a breve substitutes milk for what?
Water.
No.
Milk for sugar?
No.
Milk for booze?
No. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
No. Wow. Steve.
Oh, snap.
Steve, you got
oh, snap.
4 correct, which was okay, but it wasn't good enough to meet Danny. Danny got 6 correct.
Oh, good job, Danny.
6-4.
Come on.
Danny, and a shout out to Gretchen. It all worked out.
He did know that on New Year's Eve, it is good luck to wear red panties.
Okay.
He also knew that mercury was what poisoned the waters around Japan.
Okay.
He also knew that a brevet substitutes milk for half and half or cream.
Oh.
He also knew that liquid paper was invented in the 50s, one you did not get to. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York City.
Yes, and one more you did not get to. Which organ cannot feel pain?
I'm going to say the heart.
It's actually the brain.
The brain.
So the brain senses pain for everything else, but it can't actually feel pain itself.
But every morning when I talk to you, my brain hurts. How do you explain that? Ha-cha-cha.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
Lily Allen is married to David Harbour, and she recently said that FaceTiming with her husband on a regular basis can get to be a little bit too much.
My first thought is, who the hell is Lily Allen and who the hell is David Harbour?
David
is she
Harbour,
a singer?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we pulled up her like big hit once. And
okay, yes.
Didn't really jam to it too hard. And then David Harbour plays what is his name in Stranger Things? He's in Stranger Things.
Okay.
Yes. So they go days without speaking to each other at all when they're apart. So this leads us to our simple question of the day. It's the simple question. Do you talk to your partner while they are away? We're going to start with Chuck in Des Moines.
And we're
Chuck,
talking like while they're away on like a vacation.
Yeah, if you guys are apart for any reason, maybe you're on a boys' weekend, she's on a girls' weekend, a business trip. Do you guys talk while you're apart?
Well, over this weekend, it was our 28th anniversary, and she was out camping with the rest of the family while I was at home. So, no service, but we don't. On a regular basis, I mean, we might text the morning, hey, good morning, love you, all that stuff, but, yeah.
Chuck,
until you get home.
I'm with you, man. Like whenever we go to like anytime I leave town, like my wife and I will text like good night and good morning, of course. And if anything fun happens during the day, of course she'll text. But we tried the whole calling thing, and it was just like, what are we doing?
It's a lot.
Yeah. I'm tired.
You know, I'm too old for that stuff. If I want to FaceTime anybody, it's going to be my girlfriend.
Does your wife know about this?
Justin in Ferndale,
you
what
rock,
about
Chuck.
You? Do you talk to your partner when they're away?
Let's see here. Well, the last time I had a boys' weekend, the only conversation we really had was she was looking for stuff. She was like, hey, do you see where the remote for this is? And I was like, yeah, here you go. Other than that, though, now we don't like checking on each other.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny is like sometimes like if Sid calls me, I'm like, why are you calling?
Oh.
What is going on? So it's the same with you, Danny?
No, I mean, you sound more concerned. I get mad. I'm just like, why are you FaceTiming me right now? I am busy. Do not FaceTime me. You can text me and then you tell me what you need. I get like legit angry. I'm like, why are you FaceTiming people?
We call that a crap chat.
A crap chat. Crap chat.
Scott in Seattle, do you talk to your partner when they're away?
Yeah, I mean, if there's something that's important that needs to be covered off on, but otherwise, you know, the occasional text, if something's too long
right.
for a text, we'll have a chat, but... No, and certainly not FaceTime. That's just irritating.
And the funny thing is, my wife is the same way too. If I call her, like her, it's like she's just like you hear a tone in the voice, like "Hey, like why are you bothering me?" And it's usually because you know we never talk on the phone when we're away from each other.
Yeah.
Now with Tatum, if my phone rings and I see a FaceTime, I'm like, "Oh, it's got to be Tatum." And if it's not, I'm disappointed. It's like, "Where's our child?"
Well, shout out to all the Droid users that do video chat instead of FaceTime. Love you.
Okay.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to Bruce from Bothell, who is our contestant today. What's up, Bruce?
What's up?
Well, we're going to spin this wheel, and we're going to see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will we start off with the brain-dead Steve Migs from camping? Let's see. Who is it? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're dealing with the brain-dead Steve Migs.
ready.
Let's go.
All right, Bruce, here is your clip.
Monkey Ranch.
By?
Foo Fighters.
That's right. Congratulations, Jeff. You just got pregnant. No? All right, we are halfway there.
This is such a jam.
Especially the part where like he just doesn't take a breath and he just like the bridge. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I do.
Every time I watch that live, granted, he can't do it exactly like that, but it's always so impressive that he's even able to get close to that.
You know what would be impressive is you getting this next clip right, Steve. Are you ready?
All right.
Here it is.
No time to say. Oh my gosh. Well, I know it's Green Day. Is that what? When I come around.
Yeah! No time to search the world around. Congratulations, Bruce from Bothell.
Outstanding.
Right on, my man. Have a great time.
The Daily Migs Show.
We were hanging out with our son, Barrett, right after dinner, and I decided to pepper him with some questions.
Why?
Because, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm always exploiting my child. I wanted to ask him some questions about who is better at certain things. Mom or dad? Me
okay.
or Brad?
Now, is Brad there when you're asking this?
Of course. Well, he's the one that started it.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, oh, I'm pulling out my phone to record this because I want some proof of what Barrett is saying.
Okay.
So we have someone on hold that wants to play along. They're going to guess and see if they know how Barrett's going to respond to these questions. It's SD in Kincaid. Good morning, SD.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for playing the Soundgarden. That was rocking.
Hell yeah. Spoon Man.
Yeah. Come together with your hands.
Save me. Okay. Yeah. This isn't karaoke. I don't know.
Actually in the middle of framing a June 94 copy of Rolling Stone with them on the cover. That's what I was doing this morning. So perfect.
Perfect timing. Let's get to the Barrett stuff, though, right now. So what we have is Taryn asked a bunch of questions to her son, Barrett. We're going to have Taryn ask the question. You're going to have to guess whether or not you think that Barrett's going to say mom or dad. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Barrett, who is smarter, mom or dad?
Ooh, coming out hot with the first question. What do you think, SD?
Oh, I'm going to say mom.
You think mom. Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with dad.
Dad. Is that what you think or is that what you think Barrett would say?
I think that's what Barrett would say.
Okay, let's find out.
I'm mom.
All right, mom. Yeah! Mom it is. Nice job, SD.
Boom.
All right, next question.
Who is funnier, mom or dad?
Ooh. What do you think, SD?
Dad.
Dad.
Damn. Gotta be dad.
I'm going to go with mom.
Mom, let's find out.
I'm mom.
Okay.
Yeah!
I feel like you're leading the witness, though. You're the one asking the questions.
Dad was right there.
Yeah, but Dad's probably stoned with his guitar in his hand, not even paying attention. Right?
Probably.
You got me, man. Man.
Yeah, if one of the questions is who's more stoned, mom or dad, I think.
It's usually dad.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Who is better at outside chores, mom or dad?
Ooh, what do you think, SD?
I'm going to go dad again.
Outside chores, Danny.
Dad, for sure.
Dad.
Dad.
All right, finally, Dad's on the board. Let's go.
Who is better at inside chores, mom or dad?
Oh, man. I know I would lose in this one if I asked Tatum this.
It's got to be mom.
Mom?
Dad.
Mom.
Dad.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Mom.
Yeah.
Folding that laundry. So good.
Scrubbing them toilets.
Oh, yeah.
Do you scrub the toilets or do you have Brad do it?
I scrub the toilets.
You do?
Yes.
That's the one chore that my wife's like, look, you don't have to do much around the house. I'll vacuum. I'll do the laundry, but like she's like, just scrub the toilets. I don't want to have to deal with that.
All right, Brad needs to step it up.
Talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Who is better with animals, mom or dad?
All right, what do you think?
Mom.
Mom, for sure.
She's the one who wants to bring all the animals into the house.
Yeah. Mom.
Mom, who is better at making dinner, mom or dad?
Are you making dinner at this moment?
No, we had finished the dinner.
Did you make the dinner?
I did.
Okay, see, these questions are loaded. What do you think, SD?
I'm going to say dad.
Ooh, I'll go with mom.
Does dad even ever make dinner?
He does.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Mom.
Mom again?
But do you not want it to be you?
Oh, I don't mind if it's me.
Not very good at anything.
What did Brad just say right there?
Margaret ain't good at anything.
Oh, man, poor dad. Not good at anything. All right, next one.
What's something that daddy's really good at?
Building.
Building? What's the best?
Okay, also, what is Barrett doing? Is he coloring with crayons?
He's like eating, and then also our dog is panting very loudly in the background.
That's the dog?
The dog is going...
The whole time I thought he was like coloring with a crayon aggressively.
Building? What's the best thing that daddy has ever built?
Covered area.
The covered area? Yep. He built three of those.
No, I can't unhear the dog panting. What's wrong with your dog?
We were playing a mean game of fetch right before dinner.
Fair enough.
Who's more fun to hang out with?
Mommy or daddy?
What do you think? Who's more fun to hang out with?
Dad.
Yeah, dad.
Dad.
Who gives you more treats?
Okay, now are we talking to the dog or are we talking to your son?
Yeah.
All right, who gives more treats? SD.
I'm going to go dad again.
Dad again?
Dad, probably.
Yep.
Daddy.
Congratulations, Brett. At least you give your son and your pets more treats.
Okay, and thank you, SD, for playing along. You did very well.
And have fun framing that Rolling Stone thing you were doing.
Now tell me this, though. I want you to guess. How many popsicles did Brad give Barrett yesterday?
Oh, man. I'm guessing three.
I'm going to go with six.
It was two.
Two.
Two more than I would have given him. He didn't clean up his room yesterday.
Okay.
He did not earn that popsicle or the second one.
It's funny you say that because when Sid went off to do her little thing last night, it was daddy-daughter night, and then she came home and I did all the dishes. Everything was cleaned up, but there were a couple things that were obvious that we did. She's like, wait, so you had popcorn. You gave her this Chase juice box thing from Chase from Paw Patrol. She's like, what else did you give? I'm like, oh, she wanted a mango. Gave her a mango. She's like, what? Do you say no ever?
See, but at least those are kind of healthy. Like, the same with Lily and her grandma.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm, FaceTiming her, and then all of a sudden Lily's like, can I have a popsicle? And grandma's like, of course, brings her a popsicle. Then it's like, can I have an ice cream? And I'm like, you just had a popsicle. And she's like, it's different, Dad. And I'm like, it's not different, number one. And secondly, why are you eating that? And then the next thing, can I get a yogurt? What are we doing?
What part of no more stuff did you not hear?
And grandma's just like, of course. Dude, of course, my little sweetie.
Tatum cracks me up because she'll ask mom for something. Let's just say, mom, can I have some more popcorn? And Sid will be like, no, you've already had blah, 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 blah. You can't have anything more for the rest of the night. And she doesn't even she's not even sly about it. She just turns and looks at dad, me, and goes, Dad, can I have more popcorn? I'm like, wait until mom leaves the room if you want to have more. I'll hook you up. I can't do it when she just said no 2 seconds ago.
Come on, pick up on the social cues here, Tatum.
And then the times where I do that and Sid's not around, as soon as Sid comes back, she goes, Dad gave me popcorn. And I'm like, well, I didn't do it against your will. You did ask for it. Like, thanks for making me look like the jackass.
You need to coach this kid up a little bit, Steve.
I'm failing.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the stories that come out of the sports world are completely bonkers. And Migs, you dropped a fun fact on Danny and I about how back in the 80s, the Chicago Cubs finally got lights on the stadium so that they could play night games. Before that, it had only been day games at Wrigley Field.
It's so crazy. And then when we were talking about that, we even got a text message. And I knew this, but I forgot about this because I was just a little kid when this happened. But back in the 70s, when the Chicago White Sox were playing, they decided, someone texted in and said, I'll never forget the time in the 70s when the White Sox wore shorts as their uniforms for an actual baseball game. Have you ever seen that?
No. Is the crab meat out in full force?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Danny, look at these. Yeah. They got the Chicago White Sox
I would like to formally start a petition.
Also, their shirts have collars on them. This is a very strange look. They look like they're going to a Catholic high school.
Or like they're rugby players or something. It's so funny.
Yeah, I can understand why they decided to scrap that idea.
Well, you and I are going to have a couple folks on the phone here.
Okay.
Go through some of the more out there stories from the world of sports and see if our listeners know whether these actually happened or not.
All right.
206-803-ROCK. Let's get old man Kenny from Gig Harbor pulled up. Old man Kenny.
Morning, guys. Hey, real quick, yesterday's show was incredible. You all were great. But speaking of sports, Migs, you were on your game yesterday. That was an incredible show.
Oh, with beat Migs or just in general?
In general. You said
let's go.
Funny stuff, man.
Yeah, you did. I'm,
finally.
I know, it only took 20 years. Finally there. All right,
it
Kenny.
Was a great show.
Thank you, man. That means a lot. Let's put you to the test and see how well you know the weird, wild world of sports. Okay, the first one is a local one. We're titling it the Seattle Kings. Back in 1976, the Seattle Seahawks were almost called the Seattle Kings, but the NBA's Sacramento Kings threatened to sue, so they went with the Seahawks. Did that happen?
No, I can't believe that. The Kings, really? It'd be crazy, but okay, I say no.
No, you are correct. Although they were calling them the Seattle Kings before they made it official as a team. I guess they were referencing them as the Seattle Kings because of?
King Salmon?
King County. Although King Salmon's not a bad one. But then they put it to vote to fans. Then here's the interesting part. I was looking at some of the other names that were up. So obviously the fans voted for the Seahawks. But the other finalists, it feels like a Kraken all over again because, well, the Kraken before the Kraken because one of the options was the Sockeyes. Also, the Mariners were considered as a team name. The Olympics and the Evergreens.
I think we got it right.
Yeah, I think we figured it out. All right, Kenny, let's do another one with you. This one's titled 10 Cent Beer Night. Back in 1974, the Cleveland Indians offered unlimited 10-cent beers. Problem was, fans got wasted, they fought players, and the Cleveland Indians had a forfeit.
Sounds about right for Cleveland.
You are correct. They had streakers, they had fights, they had chaos, and then they stopped doing 10-cent beers.
I can understand why.
Yes.
How about Colin from Maple Valley? Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
All right, Colin, let's try one on you. This one's titled The Pine Tar Meltdown. Back in 1983, George Brett hit a home run against the Yankees, but the umpires ruled it out because his bat had too much pine tar on it. He lost his mind. He had to be restrained from trying to fight the umpire. Did this really happen?
I'm going to say that one was true.
I'm going to feel old. I remember watching this game as a kid. It was so bad that they had to stop the game. It took like 3 weeks or almost a month before they finished that game because they were debating on whether or not it was okay for them to use that much pine tar.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's go with another one here for Colin. Colin, this one's called Fog in the Blackout Final. Back in the 1988 Stanley Cup Finals, a game in Boston was delayed because fog covered the ice. Then the power went out in the building, and the game was suspended and replayed.
I think that one is also true.
You are absolutely right. That happened. Again, I remember watching this one as a kid as well.
You are the elder statesman in this
room. I live these moments, Taryn Daly. Yeah, there was the Bruins taking on the Oilers, and you couldn't see the players on TV because it was the old Boston Garden, and it was like, I guess there was some power issues, some heat issues, and so the ice started like fogging up because it was melting.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, they fixed that ever since then, though.
Well, good.
All right, let me give one for Taryn. Let's see if you can figure this one out. Are you ready?
Yes.
This one's called Disco Demolition Night. Back in 1979, the White Sox blew up disco records on the field during a promotion. It sparked a riot, and the game was forfeited.
I'm going to say that is not true.
Danny, what do you think?
I'm going to go false as well.
You are both
wrong.
Oh, my God, Taryn.
Everyone loves disco.
Fans stormed the field. They tore up the grass. The second game of the doubleheader, they had to cancel it. And I believe it was all set up by our radio station.
That sounds accurate.
I think it was Rick Dees, the old legend in the world of radio. Like, he did this whole disco demolition night, and it didn't turn out how they hoped. Or it did. I mean, his name was all over the place because of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. No bad PR. What's the saying?
No PR is bad PR.
There we go.
The Daily Migs Show.
In a recent interview, Roger Waters mocked Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness, and Ozzy's son was not pleased at all. This is some of what Mr. Roger Waters said.
Ozzy Osbourne, who just died, bless him, in his whatever that state that he was in his whole life, we'll never know. Although he was all over the TV for hundreds of years with his idiocy and nonsense. The music, I've no idea. I couldn't give a f-. I don't care about Black Sabbath. I never did. Right. I have no interest in biting the heads off chickens or whatever they do. I couldn't care less.
I mean, just get it right. It's bats, after all.
Everybody knows
I'd much rather listen to Black Sabbath than Pink Floyd any day of the week. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but personally, like, I've never been a huge... I don't hate Pink Floyd, but I'm not very fond of his comments.
Team Sabbath all the way.
100%.
Well, Jack ended up posting a statement about this, so we tracked down Robot Ozzy Osbourne to read what he said.
Hey, Roger Waters, f*** you.
Okay, off the bat. No pun intended, but I do love that Jack Osbourne just put out a statement. I saw it on social media, and it's just plain to say, hey, f*** you.
How pathetic and out of touch you've become. The only way you seem to get attention these days is by vomiting out bullshit in the press. My father always thought you were a c***. Thanks for proving him right.
And then wrote hashtag F Roger Waters.
Nice.
Yes.
He is obviously known for being a giant jerk, not just in this instance, but many instances that have come before it. But he's not the only one.
No, there's a lot of C words in the world of rock, and we're not talking about creeps.
No.
Although maybe they are creeps as well.
So, Migs, you want to put us to the test.
Yes. I want to see if you can figure out who in the band is the biggest jerk. So I'm going to play a little bit of the band, and you have to let me know which band member you think is the biggest jerk. Are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so this is Guns N' Roses.
Yep. It's gotta be Axl.
What do you think, Danny?
Axl for sure.
No, it's Duff. I'm kidding.
You take it back.
We love Duff. Yes, Axl Rose, as they would call him, the king of tantrums. There's a lot of reasons why Axl Rose was considered to be a jerk, but one of the biggest ones was that, well, he would just have, like, he would fly off the handle over the dumbest stuff. Mm. He would be late to so many of their shows where people would have to wait hours before Guns N' Roses took the stage. One time he even stormed off the stage in St. Louis back in 1991 after attacking a fan, which sparked a riot and injured dozens of people.
What a little brat.
Yes, definitely I would fall under the category of maybe a C word.
Mm-hmm.
Creep. Concert. All right, next one. Are you ready?
Yeah. Because maybe. Aww. Isn't it kind of both of them?
Yes, you are correct.
The Brothers Gallagher of Oasis.
Yes, you could go with either one. We could go with Noel Gallagher because, well, he mocks all the other bands from Coldplay to U2. He says that Oasis was the last great band.
Oh.
And then you got Liam Gallagher, who hated his brother. Still one of my favorite things was when they did MTV Unplugged and Liam refused to perform because he was having a little bit of a spat with his brother Noel. So he sat in the balcony while they were performing at MTV's Unplugged, what? Which was a big deal back in the day, and heckled the band.
Oh, no.
How great is that?
Another creep.
All right, ready for the next big C word in the world of rock music.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, Danny, who do you think?
Has to be Gene Simmons. It's
gotta
be. I mean, you could really pick any of the members of Kiss. I think they've all had their moments of being massive C words, but the king of the C word when it comes to Kiss, Gene Simmons.
Oh, yes.
Some believe it's because of all of his business decisions where he decided to put a dollar amount to every single thing that Kiss put out. Also, he tried to trademark the devil horns, and people were like, hey, man, that's Dio's thing.
Oh.
And also, he's pissed off some people in the past, but some of his outlandish comments saying depression is a sign of weakness and bragging about all of his sexual endeavors.
Yikes.
Which, the sex probably didn't make him sad, though.
Well, maybe that's the cure there.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah. Because I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover. I mean, is it Steve Miller of the Steve Miller Band?
No, it's the bassist. No, yes.
I had no idea who this was.
I'm a joker. Do you know the song?
No.
You don't know the Joker?
No. Fall Out Boy covered this once.
Did?
No, I don't know.
I don't think they did.
Steve Miller was known for being very opinionated, but I think the thing that got him, a lot of people viewed it as kind of a jerk thing, was when he was being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2016. He called the whole experience unpleasant. He said that the hall was full of a bunch of fat cats who treated artists like crap, and he went off during his acceptance speech, which I guess the Black Keys were the band that introduced him or inducted him, and they felt embarrassed by the things that he was saying in front of everybody.
Oh, that hurts.
All right, you want to do one more?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's see if you guys can figure out who in this band is the biggest C word.
I'm just going with David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. Well, I mean, there was an argument for him, but a lot of people believe that, may he rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen was the biggest jerk in Van Halen. Mainly because of how he treated bassist Michael Anthony. He would go off about how Michael couldn't play. He also bragged that he secretly recorded Anthony's bass parts himself. And then he went off on Kurt Cobain and Nirvana saying that Kurt sounds like he doesn't even know how to tune his guitar, which he might be right, but the way that he said it wasn't very nice.
Oh, man, EVH.
Still a great guitarist.
All right, who's the biggest C word of the Daily Mix show?
I mean, I'm
Me.
Thinking. Well, she said it.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good with that.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.